Panthers survive injury to Barkov, take 2-0 lead over Oilers in Stanley Cup final. Sunrise, Fla Edmonton star Leon Draisaitl knocked Florida star Alexander Barkov out of the game. The Panthers made sure they responded by landing the bigger blow. And the Stanley Cup final took a heated turn Monday night. Evan Rodriguez scored 2 third-period goals, Nico Mikkola and Aaron Ekblad also scored, and the Panthers used yet another airtight finishing kick to pull away and beat the Oilers 4-1 for a 2-0 series lead in the Stanley Cup final. Goaltender Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 18 shots for Florida, which was 1-8 all-time in Cup final games, before this series started and now is 2 wins away from capturing its first championship. Score through 2 games, Florida 7, Edmonton 1. A 6-man job against the best players in the world, Ekblad said. But the win did not come without a price for Florida as the Panthers lost Barkov, their captain, when Edmonton forward Draisaitl launched toward him midway through the third period and hit him in the head. Barkov remained down for some time, needed help getting to the bench, and went down the tunnel to the Florida locker room for further evaluation. Florida coach Paul Maurice offered no update on Barkov's condition, and was far more tight-lipped than he tends to be after wins. "This isn't the Oprah Winfrey show," Mr. Maurice said when asked about the hit on Barkov. "My feelings don't matter." Matthias Ekholm scored, and goalie Stuart Skinner stopped 24 shots for the Oilers, who now have to buck some serious history. Edmonton has successfully rallied from a 2-0 deficit in a best-of-seven series only once against San Jose in round 2 of the 2006 playoffs. And teams that start the Stanley Cup final down 2-0 have come back to win only 5 times in 54 previous such situations. "I think we feel that we came here and played well enough that we should have a split," Oilers coach Chris Knobloch said. It doesn't always happen. The series resumes with Game 3 in Edmonton on Thursday night. "We can certainly be better," Draisaitl said. "It starts with me. I certainly have a lot more to give. Not my best tonight. Obviously, owning that." Draisaitl received only a minor penalty for roughing on the hit that knocked Barkov from the game. Rodriguez got a tip-in goal to make it 3-1, the first power play score Edmonton had allowed in its past 34 times being down a man. Connor McDavid had a chance to get Edmonton within 1 on a breakaway with about 6 minutes left. He got stopped by Bobrovsky, and then he and Florida winger Matthew Tkachuk tussled a bit along the boards after the play, the Panthers still steaming over the hit on Barkov. "I have no response or comment on that," Tkachuk said when asked what he thought of Draisaitl's hit on Barkov, and if he had a level of concern that Florida's captain could miss time. Said McDavid of the hit, "I thought it was part of the game." And added Ekblad, "We're hoping he'll be fine." Emotions were high all night. Edmonton's Warren Fogiel drew a game misconduct penalty in the first period for a knee-on-knee hit that knocked Florida's Eetu Luostarinen from the game briefly. That ejection, plus an injury to defenseman Darnell Nurse, left the Oilers with only 11 forwards and 5 defensemen for much of the game. Rodriguez scored early in the third off a turnover for a 2-1 lead, setting the tone for yet another Florida comeback. The Panthers, who were down 1-0 after 20 minutes, are now an NHL best 5-2 when trailing after 1 period in these playoffs. Ekblad sealed it with an empty net goal with 2:28 left. "It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be difficult," McDavid said. "I'm excited to see what our group's made of." Just like in Game 1, one team cashed in on its first shot. It was Florida on Saturday and Edmonton this time. There wasn't much to it. Ekholm skated nearly the full length of the ice with the teams playing 4-on-4. Taking a harmless-looking shot that got between Bobrovsky's leg pads and squirted into the back of the net. McDavid, playing in the building where he got drafted in 2015, got one of the assists on the goal, his 27th assist of this postseason. Midway through the second, the Panthers knotted it up. Mikkola had 2 shots on a shift. One was at the wrong net, and the other more than atoned for that near blunder. moments after he inadvertently wheeled a backhand toward Bobrovsky, who was alert enough to save his teammate from the embarrassment of an own goal. Mikola handled a delivery from Anton Lundell and blasted a shot past Skinner to pull Florida into a 1-1 tie. Bob was awake, Mikola said. The shots were 22-7 Florida after 40 minutes. The 7 shots after 2 periods were a season low for the Oilers, who led the league in shots on goal this season. Bobrovsky was tested a ton more in the third period, but was up to the task again. He yielded 2 goals or fewer for the 12th time in his past 13 games. And Florida, for the first time, is 2 wins from the cup. It's special, Rodriguez said. Trying to embrace it. Trying to stay in the moment. That's 2 big wins for our team, but I think we've already turned the page and are getting ready for Game 3. By Tim Reynolds.